We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation.
What's up, everybody? We're back with the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite host, Briley and Britton. And I just want to say I have been sick, so I don't sound the greatest. I probably look dead, but it's okay because this content needed to come out this week.
Yes, we're going to roll with it because it's going to be so good. We are in our Fighting Words series right now. So if you missed it last week, we talked about how worry has an expiration date. So go share that. We posted it on social media. Go listen to it. If you haven't already, go watch it because it was really good. But today's is also really good. What is our Fighting Words phrase for today?
So round two, our phrase is your light doesn't need permission.
That is so powerful. So we're going to break that down a little bit. Mm-hmm. So your light doesn't need permission. First, let's talk about what your light means.
Okay, so when I think of my light, obviously my light is Jesus in my life. Jesus is now in me, and whenever I do absolutely anything, Jesus should come out in that. My light is basically his light because it will come out in encouraging other people, building them up when I'm around them. And that's not just like shooting them a compliment like, you look cute today. No, yeah. It's actually building them up, like telling them they're doing a good job or, you know, some different things like that. Or, you know, just being positive, joyful, mm-hmm. always having a smile on your face, being open for people to feel like they could come talk to you about anything. That's what my light is. Like, my main goal is that whenever people think about me, they'll think I'm different every time that she walks in the room. Like, when she walks in the room, it lights up.
Yeah.
Because of her light shining so brightly that you're blinded.
And we should look different from the other people around us because, mm-hmm. like you said, you're trying to, like, the characteristics of Jesus are showing up in you and in your personality. So other people should be like, oh, she's different than this person who's doing this or this person
not
who's doing this.
Not the characteristics of Jesus when he flips the table, but.
But other than that, no. But you, I think that's a really good description of your light. And then the doesn't need permission part, we always ask for people's permission. Like, everyone does it. At some point you've done it. You think, oh, what is this person going to think of me? Like, we moved schools and we were like, we don't know anybody here. So are they going to like us? Are they
going
to think
myself out there?
Are they going to think we're weird? Yeah. And we thought about, you know, guys that we've liked over the years. We're like, oh, I overthink a lot. You overthink a lot. We're like, oh, do they like us? Do they think we're crazy? Do they, you know, all these things go through your head, anybody you meet or anybody you're trying to get to know. And I think even in relationships that you're already close with people, like, if you're with a friend and you're thinking, oh, well, I don't want them to think I'm weird if this happens, or I don't want them to think. So anyway, long story short, we definitely overthink a lot, but we don't have to overthink because we don't need permission to shine our light and mm-hmm. to shine those characteristics.
And so, the reason that, like, we don't need permission is because God has already given us permission.
Yeah. I think one, like, example of that, I guess, could be in my life. I have been leading worship for a long time. I've led worship for over a year now. And when I first started in the whole, like, when I first started really falling in love with worship was when I realized the freedom in it. Because for the longest time, I would look at people around me and think, oh, well, I'm not going to sing extra loud because I think that person might think I'm weird. Or I'm not going to raise my hand because I think they might judge me. Or, you know what I mean? It mm-hmm. was just whatever I felt like in the moment that I should be doing, that then I talked myself out of it because I was like, this person's going to think I'm weird. This person's going to think I'm weird. But when I realized that you're worshiping God and no one else, and that's not just with singing. Like, obviously, when you're at church and you're singing songs, that's great. But also in your life when you worship God, whether that be through sharing his love with others or through praying for others or over others, whether it's reading your Bible, spending time with him every morning or every night. You don't need permission from other people to do that, because if you're truly trying to glorify him through it, then you don't, nobody else is going to get glorified. So why would you worry about it? You know? So what do you think that you have kind of experienced with this phrase?
Well, I think whenever I think about this phrase, one situation or like scenario kind of comes to mind when I was younger and I was telling one of my friends about like coming to church and, you know, basically about how I loved Jesus and why I loved him and basically just my faith. And my friend really shut me down, and it was, she kind of just like told me like, I don't believe that, whatever, that's great that you do, just kind of stop talking to me. And I just kept yapping because I was like, why not? But I'm also like, I was younger. But I think that situation, after I had that conversation with her and after I put myself out there, she just kind of stopped talking to me, like slowly drifted away from me and just stopped being my friend, because that was, after that, that was all I talked about around her, because I was like, she needs to know Jesus. Like, please just like listen. But, and I think I really wasn't bothered enough. I feel like it should have bothered me more than it did. But I lost a friend from sharing my faith. But if that's what it takes, that's what it takes.
Yeah.
Because I didn't need her permission to share the love of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And even though she rejected him, it didn't really put that much effect on me, because if she wasn't going to be a positive influence on my life and if I wasn't doing anything in her life, then it was kind of a waste of both of our time.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, then I surrounded myself with people that actually like believed what I believed. And it's something to learn, because I put myself out there and it didn't work out how I planned. I mm-hmm. didn't think she was going to respond like that. And I think we put so much emphasis on wondering how a person is going to respond to what you have to say,
mm-hmm.
when really it shouldn't matter. You want to say what you want to say. And if you get that point across, then I think it's a win, because you were courageous and you were brave and you put yourself out there. I mean, even though I kind of got rejected, it really didn't bother me that much, because my light doesn't need permission to shine, because my light still was shining around her. It didn't put a damper on my light.
Yeah, it didn't. She couldn't affect anything about your light. She mm-hmm. just affected what her perspective of it was. Mm-hmm. So it really wasn't that big of an effect. And I think someone that reminds me so much that she does this all the time. She lives out this quote, and it's Sawyer Grace. She was on the podcast earlier in the year. And if you haven't listened to hers, it's so good. So go check that one out too. She is such a light though. And anytime she walks into a room, people can tell she's full of joy. She's full of life and encouragement. And I've never seen her like be intentionally rude to someone. Anytime, even if she's not close with somebody, anytime they walk up to her, she makes sure she gives them time and she gives them her full attention. She's paying attention to them. But she walks in a room and she doesn't ask anybody if she can be joyful. She doesn't ask anyone if she can be encouraging. She just does it. And another thing is, I think for me, sometimes I'm not always the first to do something. I don't always naturally lean towards being the first one to do something. But Sawyer, she'll be like, I'm going to pray for us before a meal. And she'll be the first one to do that. She's not going around being like, are we all okay if I pray for our dinner? Like, she's just,
yeah.
She just does it, because she doesn't need permission. God has already given her permission, and she's praying to God. She's not praying to any of us. So she just does it. And she does that with a lot of things, with prayer, with encouragement and lifting people up. But if we would just take the first step to be the first one to be the leader, be the first one to say, hey, how's your day really going? Like, how could I pray for you? Or be the first one to invite someone to church, because people will come to church if you invite them, like after a while. And some people may not, but again, that's like you said, with the rejection thing, mm-hmm. that they're rejecting God. They're not rejecting you.
Exactly.
So everyone wants the invite though, trust me. So things like that, just be the first one to do it because you don't need permission for that.
Yeah. Did you ask Sawyer's permission to say your name on the podcast?
I did not. I don't need her permission to shine my light. And I don't need, boom. That's a good example though. I don't need permission to encourage people. Yeah. Nobody needs permission to encourage people or build them up.
Exactly. And so round two of fighting words, I think this phrase is so important to us because we have the wrong perspective.
Yeah.
We're looking for other people's permission instead of the fact that God has given us permission already, like approved.
Yeah. And think about what's keeping you from taking your next step. If you know what the next step should be in your faith, or you know what you can do to spend more time with Jesus, or you know how you can deepen your prayer life, or who you need to share Jesus with.
Because who you can encourage.
Yeah,
too.
We all have somebody that we know that doesn't know Jesus, or maybe that's you. Maybe you don't know Jesus that well. So maybe that next step is talking to somebody who you know is a good mentor, or who you know is deep in the word, a good encourager. So whatever next step that is, think about what's blocking you from that. Because whether it's a certain person that you think, oh, well, they're going to think I'm weird, or they're going to disapprove of this, or whether you think it's something that's blocking you, like, oh, I don't have enough time for this. I don't know what is blocking your way, but you don't need permission from that thing to take your next step in your walk with Christ.
So make the decision today to stop asking permission for your light to shine.
That is so good. Quit letting other people's permission keep you from shining your light today and this week. We will see you guys back next week for Fighting Words Round 3.